And our readings today are great for this. Genesis just reminds us how intimate and personal and human God's relationship with us can be. He speaks with Adam and Eve in the garden. He doesn't demand them to do some elaborate sacrifice or say some magical phrase for him to show up. He's just, hey, what's going on? He just shows that interest, like from a human love that we can recognize as a human. He wants to know what's going on. Now, he already does know what's going on, of course. So why do we pray? Because God chose to make our relationship with him one of true love, where he waits for us to invite him in to those things he already knows before he'll act and heal and commune with us in that way. And when it comes to prayer, today I just want to remind you of the foundation of it and leave you with something that we can build on as we go in the next couple of weeks. Even though we're celebrating my going away party today, I know this. It's very silly how these things work out. But classic Father Brian and Father Zabel, we don't think of these things until it's usually a little too late. And his decision to go on retreat followed after our decision to do the going away party today. So he's sorry he won't be here, but I'm not sorry that he's getting some good rest. And today, foundation of prayer. Do you really believe that God listens to you and wants to hear you speak? Or do you kind of fall under the fallacy of thinking you have to earn God's love, you have to say just the right words, in just the right circumstances, at just the right time, in order to be blessed? Well, to diagnose that, all we need is a crying baby. We have plenty of crying babies in this parish. And consider this. When a baby cries during Mass, if your first reaction, I wish that kid would shut up, I'm trying to pray, I can guarantee you, you weren't praying before, you certainly aren't praying now, you probably aren't going to succeed in praying at all, if that's the attitude you have. A little baby, thank you, can just convict us and reveal what's in our hearts here at Mass, a time when we, of all times, should be praying. A lot of times, again, we think prayer is something that has to be perfectly crafted, the right environment, silence, comfy seat, my blanket, a book. I call that nap time. But prayer is just when we want to talk to God about what's going on in our life, and we want to hear what he has to say in his supernatural language that we have to do some work to come to understand fully. And you can do that amidst chaos. In fact, when a baby cries at Mass and you're like, it's even more important to pray at that moment. And you're fully aware of what you should be praying for. Patience. In fact, babies not only reveal to us whether we're like where we are in our level of prayer maturity, but they also give us an opportunity to pray better. Is anyone, when they're comfy and they're feeling good and they got their coffee and they got 8 hours of sleep the night before, anyone can pray, you know, reading and saying Hail Marys and whatnot. But it takes someone who's strong to hear a screaming child or beeping horns down the road or just the chaos of your home life, whatever, and still pray. Because it's harder. It requires more effort, more focus, more intention to not be distracted. So when a baby's crying and you're like, oh, okay, it's getting a little harder to pray. Lord, give me the strength to stay focused. You know, to pray for patience, maybe I need. To pray for that family. Praise God, they're here. And they're not afraid of bringing their children to Mass. Because I have met people before who've told me, Father, I'd come to Mass, but my kids are not well behaved. That's a tragedy. Right? It reveals that our lack of prayer not only damages us, but it damages the whole community when even without realizing it, we project from ourselves an attitude that we don't want noise in this church because we need to pray. You know, such a tragedy, wrong on so many levels. A baby cries, it shows you, wakes you up, probably revealing you need to start praying. And then also provides a nice challenge to pray because if you got to work hard. Okay, that's right. I'd rather be quiet and peaceful so I can settle back into whatever I was thinking about that wasn't probably Mass anyway. Now I've got to work hard. What am I thankful for? What am I sorry for? What were the readings today? And what are they teaching me? Like, just trying to use our minds to pay attention and listen and offer to God what we want to tell our best of friends. Knowing in the context of the Mass, it's that much more powerful. And babies, they also teach us to pray as much as they convict us of where we are and challenge us to do it well. Because when a baby cries, and this is maybe what's most tragic and convicting and revealing about our weakness of prayer, is when a baby cries, he or she's doing all she knows how to do. For us to get angry at the baby, it's like, it's so silly. It's what babies do. Really, we should be inspired. So when a baby cries, two things are going on. That baby knows something's wrong, and that baby has absolute certainty that mom or dad will do something about it when they cry. Can you imagine what our life would be like, what this whole world would be like, if we had that attitude about God, when something's going wrong? Our immediate thought isn't like, "Daggone it, this isn't fair," or blaming, "It's your fault," or thinking, "There's nothing I can do, I'm hopeless." But instead of that, our first thought was crying out to God. Yeah, babies have a lot to teach us. They're like a whole school of prayer in a little bundle. Convict us, showing us, waking us up during Mass. We get grumpy, we get angry, we know, how can I even be angry? I wasn't praying. If I was praying, I wouldn't be reacting with such anger and disappointment. They provide a good environment for us to train ourselves in prayer. Because you go out in the world, it's not going to be quiet. You learn to pray amidst crying babies at Mass. Not only will you like actually have a great time at Mass, but you'll be ready for the chaos of the world. Because there's nothing quiet about our daily lives. And then three, babies inspire us. So when they cry out, we should also think, man, Lord, make my heart like unto that child. Where every time something goes wrong, maybe I do have to struggle. Maybe I do have no idea what's going on. But first, I'm going to cry out to you and ask for the grace I need to move ahead, solve whatever the problem is. Stay joyful. Stay attentive. Ponder that. And as we go through these next couple weeks, we'll dive deeper. Not just today, the foundation, which is recognizing God listens and we need to cry out to Him. But we'll also talk about how we can make that a firm habit in our life and go deeper than just simply crying out, but also listening. But today, each time a little giggle or cry comes out, let that just keep reaffirming. We need to really think of prayer in a different way. It's just talking to the Lord, which can happen no matter where we are, what the circumstances, and that we need to trust Him as a Father who listens to us. And we can do this in the busiest and craziest moments of life. We ask the Lord to draw us deeper into prayer, especially here at the Mass today, so that our hearts will receive everything they need for this week coming forward.